Hello and welcome. This is Richie Milani from Learning Without Borders, talking to you today about Great Britain's great traditions. Now, up in Scotland and Northern England, they celebrate something called the Beltane. Beltane is celebrated on the night of the 1st of May, and it marks the beginning of summer. It's a very old festival that goes back thousands of years. The story is that the male god Beltane, or Bel, was the god of fire. He came down from the heavens and gave the gift of fire to man. When he was on earth, he fell in love with a mortal woman and took her as his queen. When that union was formed, he had to sacrifice his immortality, his godlike powers, for the love of his life. And so he did. And when that happened, he transformed from being the god of fire to becoming the Green Man. And the Green Man represents, in ancient Celtic history, fertility and good harvest and good weather. And each year, we reenact the union of Beltane and his queen. The main celebration happens in Edinburgh, the capital of Scotland. And that's the kind of experience I'll talk about because I've been there twice. Now, Beltane it's a strange tradition, but it's a very old one, and it's important for all the Scottish, the Irish, the English, and I suppose the Welsh too, that we remember the time before Christianity, where we had lots of different traditions and beliefs. So, on the night of Beltane, traditionally, you just walk up Calton Hill, which is a hill that's beside the town of Edinburgh. You'd walk up the hill, and once you kind of get close enough, you walk through an archway of fire, which opens up into a kind of, you're kind of surrounded by fire. It is a fire festival. And then there's lots of bonfires, big fires around the place. And there's lots of people that are dancing and dressed like old creatures or fairies and demons and wizards and warlocks, and they're not kind of religiously pagan. This is more of like a cultural celebration. So we all kind of get up on top of the hill, and there's all the fire around, and there's drums that will be going in the background, and there'll be heavy kind of flute music and double basses and fiddles, and Celtic music going on. And there's a progression that happens where the Green Man and his queen come in. They're followed by the Queen's handmaidens, and they're protected by Beltane's kind of bodyguards, if you will. And these guys will be dressed in black cloaks. They kind of look like demons or like Halloween characters. And they reenact the union at an altar which is built on the top of Calton Hill. I mean, it's a really huge, long-standing tradition of ours. It's not a religious festival, I wouldn't say. I mean, it is pagan, but paganism to the Scottish and the Irish, it's more of a culture than it is a religion. But Beltane then, after the union is finished, you do a lot of ceilidh dancing, Irish-Scottish dancing. There'll be a lot of singing, there'll be a lot of drums. If you want to learn how to play Scottish drums, people will teach you. You can learn how to play bagpipes. And people kind of just enjoy the culture well into the early hours of the morning. And you'll watch the sunrise over Edinburgh town from Calton Hill, and very tired, you head on home at around about 7 a.m. A good night had by all. Now, I've travelled around a lot of places, and the Beltane is definitely on my top five of things you just have to do before you die. Alright, so get it onto the list. Edinburgh, Beltane Festival. Talk soon, guys.